Today is the 16th of June. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. And so today is not a live, it is a podcast, and that is because I am heading out to Kent this morning, and I will be there pretty much most of the day. And so that is the only reason why we are not doing a live this morning, but I will be back with you guys next week. Also, I would want to just say quickly, happy Father's Day in advance. It's tomorrow. So happy Father's Day to all the great men listening to this podcast. And so we're going to continue in our line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Proverbs 23, verse 24. And it says this: "The father of a righteous man has great joy. He who has a wise son delights in him." And so, holy and righteous Father, may our lives please you and bring honor to you, our Father, and his name. Father, we know that if we please you, it will make your heart glad. Help us as we seek to know you and serve you in ways that show your character in our lives. This we pray through Jesus. Just begin to surrender unto him right now. Surrender your heart, surrender your mind, surrender your soul. Surrender your family, surrender your job, your vision, your dreams. Surrender that burning thing in your heart. Just give it all back to him. Give it all back to him.
Trust him in his presence daily. I surrender.
Everyone, lift up your voice and sing, "I surrender all, I surrender all. Oh, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. Just know that his presence is always with you. God gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Oh,
it's so important for you to surrender, because in the world that we live in, it's so noisy, so noisy. And so I want you to surrender your heart, your ears and your eyes, so that God can speak to you. And I want you to be able to hear. I want you to see God everywhere you turn. I want your heartbeat to match His. I want you to allow Him to speak through you. Everything that your heart desires, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all other things shall be added unto you. You've got to surrender first. You've got to surrender first. Once you've surrendered everything to Him, you have to understand that God deemed you worthy. He thought that you were worth saving. He thought that you were worth keeping. And He thought that you were worth dying for. Psalm 13 verse 5 to 6 says, "But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for He has been good to me." Thought I was worth saving. So Father, you came and you changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. And Lord, you decided to clean me up inside. You thought I was to die for. And so Father God, you sacrificed your life just so that I could be free, just so that I could be whole. And then you want me to go into the world and tell everyone I know, hallelujah, glory to the God who changed my life. I will praise you, I will worship you. I am whole, and I will tell everyone I know, hallelujah.
worship you. I will give you glory, Lord. Because I am free, because I am whole. So you clean me up inside. You thought I was to die for little old me. So you sacrificed your life so I can be free. I can be whole. I can tell everyone I know.
John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." And that's what God is offering you, everlasting life. And so our declaration of the day says this: I declare that I will ask God for big things in my life. I will pray bold prayers and expect big and believe big. I will ask God to bring to pass those hidden dreams that are deep in my heart. If certain promises don't look like they will happen, I will not be intimidated and give up. I will pray with boldness, expecting God to show himself strong, knowing that nothing is too difficult for him. This is my declaration. And so, Father, our prayer this week has been, dear God, so much is going on in our lives that we don't know which way to turn, and we come to you broken in spirit to ask you to calm our inner turmoil. We have tried to sort things out on our own, but to no avail. And in our poverty, God, we come before you and submit to you, asking you to grant us peace of mind and a quieting of our souls. Father, please give us your peace and your strength. We know that without you, we can do nothing. But we also know that your peace is poured into the hearts of those that trust in you with all their hearts. Lord, we trust you now and give you our lives and future. We place them into the palm of your hands. This we pray in your name. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen and amen and amen. So we are on all the social media websites. If you want to follow me personally, I am on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter at JC May Music. What else? Heart of Worship is on Facebook. I am figuring out how to use that page, so please bear with me as I figure out what I want that page to be intended for. But until tomorrow, enjoy your Saturday, enjoy your day, and my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, stay blessed, family. I love you. Bye.